Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Guys! Guys! Guys!
Fellas.
Uh-huh. Liquor license?
A what?
A liquor license.
Traveling at the speed of thought.
Liquor license.
131 proof, bud, straight out. I'm fucking wasted. It's a fucking drunk.
Liquor license.
You're disappointed in me out here, Andy.
Liquor license.
Hey, yo, kid.
What's up?
Remember when I used to be dope?
Yeah.
I owned a pocket.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time for the liquor license. Your favorite part of the week, my favorite part of the week. I was trying to rock out a podcast with the homie RJ, but he is in town, but he's doing touristy type shit, supposedly. So, I don't know. Maybe you'll have two again this week, like you did last week. I apologize, guys, for one of them. The other one I thought was pretty decent, but, you know. You can only do so much with these shows. I'm sorry, guys. I'm trying to put my phone on airplane mode. There we go. That way I don't have any distractions from you, my faithful listeners. So, all right. Where do we begin this episode? So, when I get back from Florida, Ron, she wanted to go... I've been bugging her to go. I said when we first started talking, which is, 16 months ago, I remember the first text I ever sent her was when I went to go see Road Hard with Luke and the Slob. And she's like, oh, I don't like Adam Carolla. And I'm like, oh, okay. Whatever. But that's when we first started texting. And then... You know, 16 months later, I'm a week out of a trip from Florida with her. So, where the fuck was I going with that? No, oh, okay. So, the whole time I was talking to her, I'm like, well, I'll teach you how to golf. I want to take you to this place, Golden Road, the brewery. And I want to go to the zoo. Those are like the three things I wanted to do, which I maybe have on my OKCupid / Plenty of Fish page. I don't know. I don't access it anymore. But she never wanted to go to the zoo, even though I'm a big fucking advocate of the zoo. I understand. Okay. Animals are locked up. I have one I'm looking at right now. I get it. It sucks. You know, at the same time, like they also take care of the animals. Like maybe this animal was hurt and they brought in a fucking zebra that leg was broken, they fixed it, now it runs around in a fucking 10-yard radius. Okay, I understand, it's not the wild, but at the same time, like, I don't know, I like the zoo. Plus, our zoo out here, the Los Angeles Zoo and Botanical Gardens, it's also a botanical display, like they have a lot of flowers and trees and stuff. It's very serene, let's say that, all right? Let's say it's 15, 20 bucks to get in. Walk around for 2 hours. It's relaxing. There's no bullshit. There's no, we'll go on this ride. Do this, do that. No. Go on, see some animals. Go home. End of story. So I've been bugging her to go to the zoo. And once we left Busch Gardens... Busch Gardens, she said, all right, fine, I'll go to the zoo. I said, okay. So I said, Friday, come over, you pick whatever you want to do. Saturday, we'll go to the zoo early, and then you take me to work. And fine. So... We're talking, and I said, oh, man, I wish there was a way we can go, before then, or if I can go to work late, something just so we can take more time. I don't want to rush through things. She writes me back, you should work at the zoo. Why would you never consider that? And I said, holy shit. That's a perfect idea. How long and how many LGR episodes have I talked about animals and zoos? Like, that's absolutely something that I would be interested in. So I go on their webpage and I start scrolling through. So this is last week, Friday. Today is Monday. And I'm looking for like a contact us, career, something like that. Then I realize the LA Zoo is actually a public park. All right. So I'd have to go through the county, which is fine. So I tried to put in all that paperwork. We'll see where it goes. I'll get more into the job talk later, but because you're super interested, I understand. I'm saying is that I'm going through the website, and I see July 29th, which is last week, Friday, Country Day at the Zoo. And I'm like, oh, shit. So I take a look. So they do these things at the zoo. Like I always tell you, like, Brew at the Zoo I've gone to. That's where I met my ex. Well, not where I met her, but that's where, like, we first, you know, hit it off, let's say. So everything about the zoo, I'm into. Do you guys get it? Do you get the idea that I like the zoo? All right. And that comes from my father. Brandon, as a child, my mom worked during the day. My father worked at night. So he would have to take care of me. So he did take me to the Buffalo Zoo a lot. God damn, I can't think of the zoo that, the Elmvale Zoo, I want to say. And it wasn't really a zoo. It was like somebody's house that had like a lot of acres of land. So they just had like llamas and like a buffalo and like bullshit, like a flamingo. No, not a flamingo, like a peacock, shit like that. And you just dropped them like $5 or whatever to get in, like as a donation. You could just walk in, but like you did it as a donation. Okay. How many people like fuck that kind of shit up? That's a thought. Like how many people like, you go to enough places like, well, you know, we're just looking for, like Rob Bass. He always has kegs and shit at his house. He's like, just leave money in the boot. And he has a boot next to his kegerator. And so, you know, I'll drop a 5 or a 10 or nothing. But he never really seems to care. What can I do? I understand, Robin. But like, I don't know. Like, how many things like that, like, yeah. I'll give you a good example, like that take a penny, leave a penny. Again, the store that I work at, like people just drop quarters in there. So fucking bums come in and just take the quarters. And I got to be like, yo, dude, that's for like people buying stuff. But at the same time, like, nah, it's really not. Like somebody left those. Black bum who smells like piss, you can take him. Go ahead. You know, that fucking guy stinks. Sorry. So the whole reason behind this stupid story is that I'm trying to get her to go to the zoo. So I see Country Night, going back to it, on the website. And now she likes country. No. She loves country music. I don't know why. Okay. She's a Mexican gal. I get why she likes ranchero and banda and all that kind of bullshit. Country music. I don't get, maybe it's like the closest thing to that, but whatever. It's, I fucking hate country music, for whatever it's worth. I mean, like, I just don't like it. I don't get it. I don't understand why. It's just like, every song sounds like, gonna kill my dog because I lost my job. It's every, and I know that's a hacky bit, but it's not a bit. That's actually what the shit sounds like. Now they have this, like, I'll call it New Country, N-U, dot, dot, whatever that's called above it. Luke, please let me know what that's called. Like New Rock, but New Country, where it's like way more progressive and like Kid Rock-ish. All right? I don't like it, but same time, I see that it's Country Night, and I said, oh, shit, we're supposed to hang out tonight. I wanted to go to the zoo. why don't we go to this affair? All right. And she said, wow, that sounds like fun. I'm going to go home on my lunch break and grab my boots, meaning her cowboy boots. Okay. So I rushed to put together an outfit of, you know, a fucking plaid shirt and jeans, whatever. And we go to the zoo. So this is killing two birds with one stone. We get to hang out, and she gets to see the country bullshit. All right. Now, I'm like an aficionado of the zoo. All right. Like, I could be a curator. If you're listening, Los Angeles Zoo, hire me, please. I can give tours. I can do whatever. I'm that good of what I know about the zoo and the animals in it. All right. You guys have a question about an animal at the LA Zoo? I can answer it. All right. All right. I said that 5 times in a row. So, I'm sorry, guys. It's super fucking hot. You gotta turn all this shit off. I don't know how the fuck Luke does in the car, but you gotta turn all, like, the fans, everything off so that you have some type of audio. And I know my audio is sucked. Picture it with all that other bullshit on. That's all I'm saying. Write it down. Take a picture. So we go, it's from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. And we get there, we're in line. Like, it's a lot of country folk. And I realized something. Now, obviously not a lot of black people there. You know, which makes sense. I mean, there's more black people at the Republican National Convention than there was at the country day at the zoo. Asians really dig country music. And I'll tell you why, all right? There is no truth behind this. I'm waving my hand like I have a pencil in it, and I'm telling you something important. Because they date white people. Asians who date white guys are into country music. That's end of story. End of story. That's what it is. No Asians like country music. V-Ron, she should not like country music. The only people who should like country music are like Scott Roxensink, motherfucking Murphy, and maybe Tree Man, but I don't even think he likes country music. I mean, I don't know. Anyways, I hear it all the time in her car, and I'm like, well, if I had my own car, I can put on fucking hip-hop and listen to that, but it's your car, so I have to obey by the fucking radio station that you want to listen to. So we get there, and again, shit house full of Asians. So, you know, of course, I have a roving eye to see, like, oh, okay, yep. Not a roving eye like, hey, I want to fuck that chick, but like, see, I was right. Like, tap her on the shoulder. See, I told you, Asians and white guys, country music. She was like, yeah, you're kind of right. Yeah, you're kind of right. You also have bumps on your dick. And, God, this story's going nowhere. It's so fucking stupid. Anyways, you get it. It's just like the fucking Brew at the Zoo. They got a bunch of different stages for country music. They got line dancing, all kinds of bullshit. So I take her around. I show her, like, the things that I like to see, like the layer, which is like living amphibians, insects, and reptiles. Okay, that's what Layer stands for. Slash paid for it. The guitarist from Guns N' Roses. But I like to go in there. Plus air conditioned, and it was hot as fucking balls. And I got a long sleeve shirt on and fucking jeans, so I got like swamp ass. And there's like three stages, and like beer tents and shit like that. It's not like they had like different kinds of beer. It was just a vendor, like whatever, 805 or whatever, they were the ones serving you. That's it. And so I didn't get to like taste different beers. It was the same thing the whole time. So we got there at 6:30, get in there at 7. I don't know, let's say 8:45. We finally make our way back to, like, I would call it the main stage, but I don't know. And it's a group called Highway Star, like the Deep Purple song, except it's spelled Star, S-T-A-R-R. Shout out to Highway Star if you're listening. And they weren't bad. These motherfuckers played for like 3 hours. All right. I didn't know. I knew 2 songs. That's it. That Kid Rock song, that All Summer Night Long, that one. And then they cut into Leonard Skinner because it's a ripoff of Leonard Skinner. So I was like pumped, like, yeah, all right. But besides that, I didn't know any of these songs. She knew every fucking song. No, she didn't want to go out and line dance. All right. She didn't want to sit on the side. She wanted to stand by the band and like grind me and try to get me to move. And I'm like, how do I, will you ever see somebody line dance? All right. White people, anybody line dancing. It's all in their legs. You just do, it's like you're doing a pattern, like twister or something of that nature, where you just, you make a letter with your legs. Could be an H, you know, your right foot goes forward, your left foot goes back, then vice versa. It could be an H. It could be whatever it is. That's all you do. There's no hand movement. There's no anything. And, you know, black guys will say like, oh, yo, white people, they got, all they do is move their hands around. No. Bullshit. Total bullshit. White people on the motherfucking dance floor, square dancing, line dancing, whatever you want to call it, all it is feet. All it is like a foot thing. You just put your hand on your side like you're squeezing your love handle, like Tree Man standing around, like pontificating, and then you just dance around a little bit. That's it. That's all you got to do. But it's like a big thing, and everybody knew the fucking dances. I mean, how many goddamn square dances are there, actually? I mean, I don't know. And I'm asking her this, and she's like, no, it's like the achy, breaky heart. I'm like, but achy, breaky heart is not playing right now. It's not playing. Something else is playing. This, they're doing the same dance? No, every time was like a different dance that was choreographed. I don't understand. Sorry. So then I totally picked up on that. Plus a lot of like America kind of stuff. Like a lot of dudes in like cowboy hats, big belt buckles, like American flag t-shirts. I was kind of bummed I didn't have one. I got to get an American flag t-shirt, I think. Like a whole shirt that looks like the flag and cut the sleeves off of it, you know, and just start wearing that around. I don't know. I think if you wear a shirt like that, nobody fucks with you. Even if you go to France or wherever, like you just wear a shirt like that and have an awful tattoo.
Already do.
You know, you should be good to go. You know, like when I had like a real big ass beard or long hair, like nobody really fucks with you. Like Scott, like nobody fucks with Scott. Scott's a big pussy. Sorry, Scott. But I'm saying like, because of his beard, they're like, oh, fucking this guy's legit, man. I ain't going to go near this dude. You know, fuck that beard. His fucking beard's got to be like a foot long. That thing sucks. Get rid of it. What a pain in the ass that must be, buddy. Why will you not come on the fucking pod? Am I that bad that nobody will come on the fucking podcast? Or is it the fact that I have to do in the fucking heat studios here where it's 95 degrees in this fucking bedroom to have no fucking noise? So sorry, Scott. I know you're one of my only listeners, so I apologize. We go to and so we end up on the main stage and we're there. And like, I'm trying to dance, I guess. I don't know how to describe it. I wasn't having a bad time. You know, Daddy had some cold pops in him and it was okay. But it's like, this isn't my kind of music. Now, if it was rap at the LA Zoo, I would just do the same thing. I'd stand there and be like, yeah, Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with. You know, I'd do the same thing. You know, except I'd wave my hand in the air. That's it. That's the only difference. With this, I don't know any of these songs, but she's like, she knows every word to every fucking song. I'm not kidding you. I'm not fucking kidding you. I'm like, how do you know all this? Don't you work like 50 hours a week? How do you listen to this much country music that you would know this? Like, I don't even know, name like a new Drake song. I don't know it. And it's probably playing at the goddamn liquor store three times a day when I'm there. And so we start to walk to the bathroom. She's like, are you embarrassed to me? And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? She's like, well, because I'm like trying to find you. He's kind of standing there. And I'm like, no, I'm not embarrassed. I'm embarrassed of how I look if I were to dance. Because now I'm trying to go on like a whole diatribe of explain to her, but it's not going to happen. So I'll explain it to you instead because you're way more interested. As she's grinding into me trying to do these dance moves and singing all the lyrics to these songs I've never heard before. I see like the nerdy white guys, you know, either with the hot Asian or with the fat white chick. And like, they're just doing like the about to break dance. I know that if you guys, dudes, anybody, all right, do you guys know what I'm talking about? like about the breakdance. Like you just move your feet back and forth, like you're about to do something, but you don't ever fucking do shit. They were doing that, and then just kind of like grinding into the chick. All right, like how you dance in like junior high. I'm like, well, that guy looks like a penis. I don't want to look like that. And like we're like in the middle of the thing, and there's like fucking 250 people. Like they're gonna see me. Like I shouldn't care what I look like or whatever. But at the same time, I just was like, I'm going to look like that guy. I don't want to be that guy. And look at that guy. He's got bleach blonde hair, a cut-off t-shirt, jeans, and fucking cowboy boots on. No, I don't want to be that guy. I apologize, but I don't. I never said this to her. I just said like, oh, yeah, you know, I'm having fun like I'm watching the band. Now, okay, cut to Devil's Advocate Brandon, DAB. Is that I actually liked the band. Like, they were fucking pretty good. Like, all the dudes can play their, like, you know, instruments very well. There was two singers. They're both very good. Both singers played instruments. That was interesting. And besides that, it was a good time. And she says, hey, do you want to come back next week to Brew at the Zoo? Now, normally I'd say yes. I would say yes, absolutely, since I went to the inaugural. And I was at two more after that. I missed it last year. I would say yes. But, no. I was just here. I've seen the animals, you can see. Because they cut off half the fucking zoo. This is like the fucking zoo podcast. They cut off half the zoo. So you can't go back there. So it's like, no, there's no point to come. And then plus, the Brew at the Zoo's gotten so popular, like every motherfucker goes. In LA. So you can't even like get a drink. It's not worth the money. So I said, no, I mean, that's a good idea, but no, thank you. So, well, whatever. Come home. I mean, why do you need all these fucking details about the goddamn zoo? 20 minutes of zoo talk. I might just change this. If I get a job there, I'll just change it to zoo talk. We could talk about the sloths, the meerkats. Whatever you guys want to talk about, you know, the giant Chinese salamander, which is like motherfucking 4 feet long. That thing is ridiculous. Like, how many salamanders have you caught in your life, like at a crick or a creek? And, you know, you put them in your hand. They're like, salamanders are tiny. This motherfucker is 4 foot long. It's crazy. There's only two zoos in America that have it. LA Zoo is one of them. See, this is why I should be a curator. And or work for the zoo. Okay. All right. Enough of the zoo talk. We get it. Thank you. Do you guys want tales from the liquor store?
No, fuck yourself.
All right. Well, you're going to get them anyways. I don't know what is going on in the, I wouldn't even call it a strip mall that I work at. But something is going on. Like there's some odd shit. Like, just popping off. All right. Like, they want, like, at the coffee place, they're now they close at 9. Before they're closing, like, 1. The guy who runs it, his brother is not old, but he's a bowler, but he hasn't bowled this year. Not that you care. But, and he owns, like, the escape room that I went to. He owns, like, the auto body shop, and then he owns a coffee place, and he lets his younger brother run the coffee place. Well, this motherfucker is always, like, just baked or on something or just doing something stupid. And I try to stay nice to him. Okay, fuck this episode.
Like when and where. We didn't have no internet, but man, way the moonlight shined upon her hair. And we were trying different things, and we were smoking funny things, making love out by the lake to our favorite song, sipping whiskey out the bottle, not thinking about tomorrow, singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
Along and think, man, I'd love to see that girl again.
Man, I like that.